Hey, everybody. Welcome. Steve Wollenhaus here, your host on Anatomy of Success. This week, to be more mentally focused, do 12 things. So glad you joined us. Let's get started. Welcome back again. I'm your host, Steve Wollenhaus, and this is Anatomy of Success. If you've joined us for the first time, welcome. Hope you come back. We talk about things in a very succinct fashion here. Try to meander through the material quickly so that you can be on your way and hopefully grab some insight that's beneficial. At the same time, subscribe, rate, review the podcast if you would, please, and then swing over to my company website, Weatherology. That's weatherology.com/Steve is my personal page at the top. You can follow me on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, and then, of course, grab the Weatherology mobile app. It's free. It's blowing up all around the world. Some great new features we're adding to that app this year that I think you're going to love. As promised, this week we talk about mental focus, mental toughness, and you know how I feel about that. Equally as important as our physical fitness is our mental toughness. That's the stuff that gets us through these tumultuous times like we've been going through this past year, and I've seen the effects it's been having on people in the form of depression, suicide, mental illness on the rise. Many mental health professionals believe the psychological ramifications of this pandemic are historically unprecedented. In addition, job loss, social unrest, political upheaval, creating fear and uncertainty unrivaled in recent times. And our only defense is really a strong mental constitution, a strong mind, and the ability to focus on creating the mental toughness required to withstand these erratic emotions that we entertain as we go through this difficult period. According to Wayne Dyer, you cannot be lonely if you like the person you're alone with. Amen. And that's what I've been talking about for weeks on LinkedIn in my videos, learning to love yourself, be content with your own companionship. So here are 12 things mentally strong people do that set them apart. Number one, self-pity. Mentally tough people don't waste time feeling sorry for themselves. They recognize life isn't fair, and they focus on taking full responsibility for personal improvement. How often do we see this played out in society? A world that seems to espouse the idea that, hey, where's my fair share? When am I gonna get what I got coming to me? Guess what? Life isn't fair. Some of us have it much worse than others. Doesn't matter where we start on the ladder. Nobody's going to help you. No politicians that promise they're going to make your life better are going to do so. So the sooner we take self-responsibility, get over self-pity, life starts to get much better very quickly. Number two, we have to retain power. Mentally tough people don't surrender their power. That relates to what I just talked about. They don't blame society, presidents, people, their boss for all their personal failures. They take full responsibility for their emotions and every opportunity they have at their disposal to improve their personal situation. Leverage that power, make better personal choices, take full responsibility, and you will find yourself moving in a positive direction with a much stronger mindset. Number three, change. Mentally tough people don't avoid change. They learn to adapt. They embrace the opportunities they have at their disposal to grow, especially when unpredictable circumstances make life more challenging. Sound familiar? That's when we have to embrace change and be adaptable, agile, flexible. Focus on the things we can control, dismiss those things that we can't, and our mental toughness will start to improve. Number four, control. Mentally tough people don't complain about situations outside their control, as we just alluded to. When we dream up explanations for why we can't succeed, we surrender the ability to stay in control of everything we can to make success more palatable, more accessible. It starts with a positive attitude, and it starts with being optimistic. When we buy into this idea that there's something out there that's preventing us from getting what we deserve, we surrender control to a bunch of people, oftentimes politicians, bureaucrats, that want to make us believe that somehow our life is the product of somebody else inflicting something on us that we have no control over. That's a bunch of nonsense. Take control. I don't care who you are, where you came from. I believe you have the ability to change your life. You got a phone in your hand. If you can spend 6 hours a day sorting through social media, you can use that remarkable instrument to start to change your circumstances and regain control of your life. Number five, stop pleasing people. Mentally tough people appreciate they can't please everyone. I learned that lesson a long time ago. When I was on TV at age 21, most of the people, incredibly supportive. A few jerks surface. They're super mean. They say harsh things. I realized I'm not going to please everybody. I'm going to focus on what I do, do it well, not worry about pleasing everybody. We have to learn to say no and speak up when necessary. We have to be kind and respectful, but we have to set boundaries so that we can focus on what matters most. Stop saying yes to people in our lives and people that ask us to do stuff when we know the benefits really don't serve our best interests. Next, calculated risks. Mentally tough people aren't reckless, but they embrace new opportunities after carefully examining their efficacy. Being mentally tough requires critical thinking and confidence, and it also relies on using your intuition intelligently. Risky decisions are vastly different than taking calculated risks. I talk about this in my book, Anatomy of Success. There's a big difference between those of us that take calculated risks. We weigh the advantages, the pros and cons of each decision predicated on our intuition, measure it against analytical thinking and reasoning, and then we arrive at good choices based on what seems to be the best alternative. Thomas Edison said this, "If we all did the things we are capable of doing, we would literally astound ourselves." Next, let go. Mentally tough people don't live in the past and they don't wish things were different. I get it. Many of us have a painful past, and I'm so sorry you had to endure whatever that pain was. But I'm sorry to say as well, there's only one way for you to become the best person you can become. We have to let that go. We have to forgive, not to pardon the perpetrator, but to release ourselves from the animosity that coincides with those bitter feelings. It keeps us in a cauldron of hate, and that goes nowhere. Let go of the bitterness. Learn to forgive. They let that stuff go. Mentally tough people do. They get over past mistakes and they focus on today and they concentrate on creating a promising future. Please do that for me, for yourself. Next, redundant blunders, I call this. Mentally tough people don't touch the hot stove repeatedly. They learn the first time. They move on. We live in a culture that celebrates failing forward. I get it. We all make mistakes and fail, but my preference is to avoid many of the failures that are easily avoidable. We go through life and we see people drink and do drugs and we say, hey, I think I'll dabble. No, guess what? That's a mistake that we can easily avoid because we know the ramifications of that decision aren't favorable. How many people do you know that adopted a life of heavy drinking that said in retrospect, hey man, I am so glad I did that. That was such a beneficial choice in my life. Glad I lost my job. Glad I ruined my relationship. Glad I'm estranged from my kids. No, I've never met anybody that drank excessively that said, you know what? I'm so glad I did that. Every recovering alcoholic I know is so grateful they left the booze behind. That's just an example of redundant blunders that society provides us with that we can easily finesse around. Next, celebrate. Mentally tough people don't waste time resenting somebody else for their success. It's so pitiful when you see people making social comparisons, feeling jealous over somebody else's accomplishments. Mentally tough people don't do that. They don't make up excuses for why certain people or certain groups get ahead and they don't. They don't subscribe to that negative rhetoric. They know it's an endless stream of toxicity that has no favorable outcome for themselves. They surround themselves with those successful people and celebrate their success and in the process elevate themselves. Fight back against the popular movement of blame and outrage. I'm telling you, folks, it's negative for you as an individual. It has no positive outcome. Mentally tough people celebrate other people's success. They strive to become better every day. Next, time alone. Mentally tough people are comfortable being alone and understand the difference between loneliness and being still. They make time to recalibrate. They don't require other people as their primary source of happiness. We have to learn to be alone so that we can attract the right people, the right relationships, the right professional opportunities into our life. Next, entitlement. Mentally tough people don't feel entitled to anything. They take full responsibility for their actions and focus on consistent, constant improvement. They stay away from people that make empty promises about making life fair, appreciating it's always driven by power and the need for control, period. The same freedom that gives us the right to complain about all this stuff we're complaining about every day in our society also gives you the freedom to apprehend your dreams and push forward in the spirit of personal improvement. Do remarkable things, retain your power, and use it wisely and resist subscribing to this entitlement mentality. And finally, immediate gratification. Mentally tough people realize big goals require long-term commitments. They aren't fixed on short-term solutions or immediate gratification. They make provisions for a long-term journey and do what's required to make their goals materialize. Business ambitions, relationship goals, better health, all require long-term plans to achieve the results we desire. There are no shortcuts. I hate to be the bearer of bad news. No shortcuts to anything extraordinary in this life. According to Sir Edmund Hillary, it is not the mountain we conquer, but ourselves. Mentally tough people shake off life's adversity with confidence and determination. My hope is you'll learn to do that. My hope is you benefited from these 12 things to become more mentally tough. My hope is you'll apply these things this week and start your journey to becoming even more magnificent. This is Anatomy of Success, the podcast where we help people embrace my four tenets of equanimity. I'm Steve Wollenhouse, your host. Glad you joined us. Let's do this again next week. Until then, let's stay positive, let's stay focused, and let's stay optimistic.